codes, the first five, are all in the same area up at 160 and 248 at the Browns Trailer Park. I had brought those to you before, and they weren't platted public, but also with further investigation, every one of the mobile homes in there are on a rented lot. Nobody owns any of the property but the property owner. So my recommendation on those would be no.
Because we never take over roads in a private ownership.
This is the one at Hidden Ridge Estates?
Yeah.
Where's that at exactly?
The mobile home park at 160 and 248 on Salem, off of Salem Road. We do maintain a portion of Salem Road back to the entrance of the mobile home park. And they've got a big turnaround and right by where all their mailboxes are. Do you want to see the video on them again, or
is this the one that's? I'm sorry, guys. Is this the one that's in? It goes within the actual mobile home park.
Yes, and all of the additional roads in there go off of it.
So the roads are owned by the developer still.
Yeah.
I see there was a note before, need to plat public road.
Yeah, none of the roads in there were platted public. That would be one of the contingents if it was took in. But then you all also wanted me to check and see about if they were all rented or or owned by anybody, and nobody in there owns any of it. I verified that with the owner of the property.
So in your research, there's no mobile home parks where they just lease out the mobile homes where they own them all, that the county maintains the roads.
Like up on Gobbler's Knob, the one there by Harold Plot, you know, the developer in there, we don't take care of those roads, but all the lots are rented lots. People bring their own mobile home in and rent the lot of them.
Okay. Then I would agree with the road and bridge highway administrator that we deny the roads in the Hidden Ridge Estates due to the fact that they're privately owned in a mobile home park.
Did you make a motion?
Yes.
That's to deny Hidden Ridge?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I've got Timber Ridge Circle on the next one, but I'd like to skip it for a moment and go to Poverty Gulch. You can go to the video on it. Poverty Gulch. This is the end coming off of Redbud. It will eventually come back out on Iowa Colony. Apparently there's 13 homes in it.
Your truck's shaking, Devin.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult to hold on some of the roads.
Are these lots sold along this area?
I'm not certain on that. I know the property to the right is a pretty good sized parcel, and look it back up again, developer. Right in that area that you're looking at, if took in, would need to be improved with a bigger pipe for drainage. And during that, my plan would be on the hill we're getting ready to go up. At the top of it, it's got kind of a sharp knob. Cut a lot of that out and push into that area where the bigger pipe would be put, and that will also decrease the grade of that hill. American Water's got a water line that goes right down the road. And
it goes down the road?
Yeah, it goes right down the edge of the road.
Okay.
And that's where a lot of your rutting is coming from on if they didn't get the road graded back properly.
So is it on the right of way that if we took it in, it would be on the right of way?
Yes. Pretty sure, well, I know that all of the homes are in the sewer, any kind of sewer. Mr. Cantwell, back in the day, owned all of that property and was one of the original developers down that area.
Coming up on, is that
Iowa? Iowa Colony right here. In the Acacia Club. It Hey, Kathy, go to the Timber Ridge video.
And they got all the right-of-way worked out on this one.
Well, I would have to, that's what I was wanting to show you the other one first. On Timber Ridge, if we were to have took it in prior to Poverty Gulch, we would have nowhere to put the water.
And this is the one we've been working on, trying to get the other one done before we do this one. And Devin and I went and talked to the two residents there on the left, and they gave us permission to do anything was needed to run the water through. We just couldn't dump it off on them.
But currently, all of the water we would get down to here and would have nowhere to go with it, so it would do what it's doing right now to that.
How recent is that video?
Huh?
Is this pretty recent?
Yeah.
It's too bad.
But down at the end, at that white home, again, I'll have to reach back out to him and took in and get a drainage easement to divert the water behind that home. And then I'll have one more property owner to get it off of Poverty Gulch to be able to get the water to Poverty Gulch and down into that big valley to get rid of the water. And I have, in the past, talked to both property owners, and they were in a grant to do the drainage. Therefore, on Poverty Gulch, I recommend yes. And Timber Ridge Circle, I recommend yes.
And you don't have any objections through the neighbors. The reason I ask that is I played phone tag with someone from that has called back and forth. I've not talked to him. I don't know the reasoning for the call.
I guess I could reword that. My recommendation would be yes on Timber Ridge and yes on Poverty Gulch, contingent upon getting the drainage easements that would be needed.
The drainage easements are needed on Poverty Gulch. The
drainage easements would be needed off of one property owner on Timber Ridge and then one property owner on Poverty Gulch.
Okay.
I'd move to accept the recommendation from the Highway Administrator on Timber Ridge Circle and Poverty Gulch to take it.